There's a legend of a man who lives beneath the sea. He is a fisher of men, the last hope of all those who have been left behind. Many survivors claim to have felt his gripping hands beneath them, pushing them up to the surface, whispering strength until help could arrive. But this, of course, is only a legend.
Kodiak, this is Coast Guard 6096. We have two hypothermic survivors on board. Be there in 20 minutes. Request to have an ambulance on scene when we land.
Had to hit him, huh?
Yeah.
Seems like it's always the big ones that crack.
Lieutenant?
Crew said the sea went under. I thought you lost him.
Lucky guess.
plug my ass.
I didn't think you were serious.
Of course you didn't, Ben. How could you possibly think I was serious? That's a nameless drowning victim.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry saving lives doesn't jive with our social camp. That's my chair.
He's right, not that chair. I'm sorry, I was just pointing things out in the living room. He didn't know. I would never take your chair.
Pick it up, Woods.
Doesn't have to be messy, Ben. It's clean, simple for both of us. We don't have kids.
Well, what about Friday?
What about Friday?
We were gonna go with Carl and Bridget, you know, to that dinner dance thing at the base.
The base? All you can eat wings? A dart game to settle the tab? That's the date that we can't break?
You're right. You're right.
Wow.
Look, we'll go away, all right? Just us.
It's too late, Ben. I don't know what I can say to you that I haven't said already. It's time for me to rescue myself.
Maybe I should be the one to move out.
Hi, you've reached Ellen.
And Ben.
Leave a message.
You don't even know where anything is in this house. It's much easier this way.
Senior Chief, please report to base.
I can fix this, right? I can fix this. Just tell me what to do. Tell me what to do.
Change. Ben, how many times we had this conversation, huh? The only way for you to save it is to give this up and fly a desk. Exactly. She just wants to live. And maybe we can get a hobby. Both of us. Something like fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah.
Guys like us don't fish, Carl.
It'll work out. Always does. Let me ask you something, seriously. Is it too soon for me to ask her out?
Chief on the line. I want to know what he thinks about this.
Hey,
Air Alpha. You're on your own with altitude.
Roger.
Mark, right side, debris and water. Request open cabin door.
Roger, open door. Green up, 6096 above scene. We have heavy debris in the water, commencing hover search.
Not our call. They're on scene. They'll make the assessment.
Requesting to get wet, sir.
I ain't seeing you fishing for bodies. Not in this.
Well, how about fathers and sons?
Flare! We got a live one here! We got a live one! You got 5 minutes. Then we're hauling your ass back up.
Kodiak Office, Coast Guard 6096. We have people in the water and we're deploying our swimmer.
6096, Kodiak Ops, copy.
We're zoned in the flare. I see no other movement.
Roger that.
Swimmer's ready to deploy.
Check swimmer.
Roger, checking swimmer.
Swimmer's dressed out. Checklist is complete. 5 minutes.
C-130 over that crash site now. Lieutenant Krause, start the mishap checklist.
All right, Captain.
Captain, I've got an E-perp hit on Randall's survivor suit.
Launch ready, helo, swimmer provide.
We have a C-130 coming off the case off that too. It's already low on fuel.
I don't care. I can cut an engine. I want him to know he's not alone out there.
Listen! You hear that?
On the back of Hilo.
Hilo's in Ritz Cold Bay. They should be on scene 3, maybe 4 hours.
Make it 3.
Jesus, how much more that stuff I got in me? Feel that? You feel that?
Yeah.
I need you alive. I'm not gonna let go! Don't you!
I'm not gonna.
Mostly what we see is old fractures in the arms, also in the leg, but nothing acute, nothing new.
We've been friends a long time, haven't we? I've always been good to you, haven't I? Didn't promote you to a desk when you turned 40 like everybody else.
That's right.
All right, so now I need you to listen to me.
Okay.
There's an instructor opening at Ace School.
No. The answer is no.
You just said you'd listen. Sit down.
I'm not interested, Captain.
Well, it's no longer a request, Senior Chief. Sit down.
You're serious.
You have two choices. I will sign the papers today and you can live life as a civilian here in Kodiak if that's what you want. Or you can take that A school opening I'm offering you. I've already spoken to command down there. It will be your class. You will be in charge. You can take the time to work your way back into shape.
I am in shape.
God damn it, that's not what I'm talking about. Ben, all I'm asking is that you go down there for a few months, you work with the kids, you recharge, you download that epic resume where it's going to do some good. You can't always be the one in the water, Ben. You'll know when you're ready to come back.
Put your white books in your red bags. Get that squared away now. Put those books away.
Your bags fall out to the rim. Fall a few slices, better off the horn. The rest of you, pick a bump. Put on your ODU. You started with 15 minutes. You are now down to 12. Move.
Short time.
Move it up.
Okay, stop those working blues. Hurry up. Move it up. Find your rack. Quit wasting my time.
Hey. Hey, that's my stuff, man. Hey, that's his bunk. You two a couple? It's okay. I like the top better anyway.
Out of the 39,000 men and women who make up the United States Coast Guard, there are only 280 rescue swimmers. This is because we are the Coast Guard's elite. We are the best of the best. When storms shut down entire ports, we go out. When hurricanes ground the United States Navy, we go out. And when the Holy Lord himself reaches down from heaven and destroys his good work with winds that rip houses off the ground, we go out. And the attrition rate at this school is well over 50%. So if by some miracle you actually have what it takes to become one of us, then you get to live a life of meager pay with the distinct possibility of dying slow, cold, and alone somewhere in the vast sea. However, you also get the chance to save lives. And there is no greater calling in the world than that. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to A School. Are there any questions?
Captain, Airman Fisher. Just have one question. That guy who holds all them records, is he still alive?
Why do you ask?
I just thought you ought to let him know I'm about to knock his name off that board.
Really? Why don't you let him know yourself? He's standing right behind you in the back of the room. Class, turn around and greet Senior Chief Ben Randall. Senior Chief Randall will be your lead instructor for the next 18 weeks. Senior Chief Randall is one of the most decorated rescue swimmers in the history of the United States Coast Guard. Ben, would you care to address the class?
I think there's been enough talk for one day.
Chief Skinner? They're all yours.
Attention on deck!
Carry on.
All right, Captain. PT test begins at 0700 tomorrow. Class dismissed. You will file through the front door, first row, first, followed by the second.
Right. When God rips houses off the ground.
I was rolling. I didn't mean to put you on the spot up there.
Second door, people. Let's move. Come on.
And I was real sorry to hear about your crew. Come on. I'll show you around. So I hear you stand in a single?
Yeah. Helen's got some family business she's got to take care of up there.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is all Mariner. All Mariner. We are on fire. We are on fire.
Understand me?
Yes, sir. Yes,
very well. Let's try it. Lean and rest. Pump goal.
That was the worst I've ever seen.
Let's try that again.
Oh.
That is absolutely horrible. Pop tall to the Lone Pine and back. Go! Move your ass! Let's move it! Get it going!
Let's go! Let's go!
Bring him back.
Let's go! Get back in! Get back in!
Leader Russ, senior chief on deck.
Pop tall.
Hoorah!
I don't care who you are, where you are from, or where you are going. I care about one thing and one thing only. That is the future victims that you will be asked to save. If I feel that you will fail them, I will fail you. Understood?
Yes, Senior Chief!
Hodge, where are you from, Hodge?
I'm from Teaneck, New Jersey, Senior Chief.
Hodge is our triple repeat.
You plan on making it this time, three-peat?
I really hope to, Senior Chief.
Yeah, well, hope don't float, Hodge. Better start to learn to swim against the current and not with it.
Aye, aye, Senior Chief.
Fish. Fish, why are you here, Fish?
I'm here to exceed your expectations, Senior Chief. I'm a rescue swimmer at heart, born, bred, and water-fed. Oorah!
Wow, I bet you practiced that all morning.
Mr. Fisher is our high school swim champ. He's had scholarships to every Ivy League.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that he was so qualified. I mean, you set records in a pool? That's amazing. I'll bet it was like, what, 8 feet deep in the deep end? What if your nose plug didn't work? What if another swimmer had cut into your lane? For the love of God, you could have been killed. Your schedule says that you will perform a PT test this morning. That will not be necessary. Water is where you've been called to serve. Water is where you will be tested. This will serve in place of your PTN test. This is a go, no-go exercise. You will tread water for 1 hour. You touch the wall, you fail. You touch the bottom. You fail. You fail and you go home.
Senior, this school operates on the two challenge rule. You can't pull them out on their first day.
If you cannot survive in a warm pool of water, then you have no business being here. Does this class understand?
Yes, Senior Chief!
Hoorah, class 5506. Now, who here can tell me the rescue swimmer's motto?
Don't let me live, Senior Chief!
Oh, feel safer already. You willing to sacrifice your life so others may live, Goldfish?
Yes, I am!
You will have to earn that right. I want all of you to think about that. There's going to come a time when you reach the point of exhaustion. You want to give up. The question is, will you?
There are three letters that will set you free. D-O-R, drop on request.
Oh!
You're dismissed.
I cramped up.
You're gone.
Let's go, Lawrence. I don't want to.
Hurry up.
Let's go. Let's go.
On your feet. First lesson in physics, people. Muscle does not float. Petty Officer Watson, pull him out of the pool.
Aye, aye, Senior Chief.
Let's go, people, out of the water. Hurry up. Let's move, people. Hurry up. Let's go. Hurry up.
Last leader, right here.
I thought you said you were willing to sacrifice your life for another.
Yes, Senior Chief.
Then why didn't you save your teammate when he reached out for you?
I wasn't aware we were working as a team, Senior Chief.
That's the only way we work, Swim Champ.
All right, Senior Chief.
Hole. Come again?
You heard me?
Hey! He's up!
What?
Hey!
It's not working! Huh?
Come on! Good news, Lions. I think there's an opening on my buoy tender. I'll put in a word for you, huh?
I'm really gonna miss that guy.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Got your bunk back.
Captain?
Ben, come in. You work fast. Lyons, he was one of our top candidates.
Sometimes you gotta shoot a hostage.
Look, we all know that you're a legend and all. But our program has been proven to work.
There's a gap between training and what really happens out there, Cujo.
Oh, really?
That's right. My intention is to narrow that gap. Now, if someone has a problem with that idea, I'd like to hear about it.
Is this how it's going to be, sir?
Yes, it is.
Permission to be dismissed, sir?
Granted.
Let's go. Keep it together. Look tight. Keep it together. Let's go. Let's move.
We've got 3 minutes to get this gear on. All of it.
Are you ready?
Die from chlorine poisoning?
I can't feel my legs. I'm serious.
Whew. Well, you guys, I feel good.
This Randall guy, he's operating on some whole other cylinder. What is it, 2 weeks and he's failed almost half the class already?
Mm-hmm. He's a legend. They say he's got something like 200 saves.
I heard it was 3.
Who cares what his number is? If he's such a stud, what's he doing here?
Ooh. How we feeling, boys? Hey, Z, where you going?
My sister's best friend is getting married, and they're having a big reception downtown. I promised her I'd go.
You said wedding reception?
Yes, Kodiak, Alaska, the number for Helen Randall. Okay, try a Helen Freeman. You betcha.
Hi, you've reached Helen. Leave a message.
Helen, it's Ben. Jesus, that was weird. Haven't had to use your maiden name since we were kids.
Helen, if you're there, just pick up. We need to talk.
To those who have fallen, to those who have survived phase one.
And to our gal, Lindsay, you can rescue me anytime.
You know what, Duran? You, I think I might actually let drown.
Chief Ben Reynolds is in the house. Biggest day is still alive. And I'm so sorry about it.
No need to worry.
I heard about what you were going to be teaching me in town. That ain't carpet wheels. Ben and I don't know what is. Well, to the prodigal's return.
Where's your better half? Decided to stay home. Work stuff.
Yeah. Winter in Kodiak. How are you?
Winter in Louisiana.
Stop.
I didn't just stay home. Well, it's a good thing we got a full bottle and a half tonight.
Yes, we do.
Check it out. She's staring at you.
That girl right there is not staring at
you. Did she just point at me? Did she see you point?
I don't know. All right, now you gotta go talk to her. You gotta go make a move.
Yeah.
I can't. I just don't feel comfortable right now talking to
women. You tell me you want to jump out of helicopters for a living, but you can't go talk to a girl.
That's exactly what I was telling you.
All right.
Yes.
Look, I'm gonna help you out here. I'll show you how it's done. Pick up the hottest girl in here. I'll take her home.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Gosh.
No, how about...
Here you go now.
I will find the girl.
All right. What are you thinking? Make sure she's on. What are you looking
at? Okay. At the bar, 2:00.
Oh. Yes.
That's a good one.
There's no way in hell she's coming
here. Yeah, that one.
$100 says she shuts you down in less than a minute.
That looks like a bet to me, Jake.
That's a bet.
All right. $100 says I close in less than a minute.
Oh, absolutely.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Boss starts trying to talk to you.
That's fine.
All right, buddy. You think he's going to do it?
Yeah. Evening, man. I'll buy you a drink.
I don't think so.
You don't know what you're missing.
You sure you want to go without me? That's like your top-of-the-line A-game material. See, the way I see it, you got two choices here. Walk away from me, or walk out of here with me and split the cash.
Cash? What cash?
The money you bet your friends you could pick me up.
See, that makes me nervous.
She should.
How much time you got left?
About 20 seconds.
Shall we? For the rest of my life. Oh, my gosh.
No way. It looks like they're leaving the bar together. That's what I see.
She's no way. You have got to be kidding me.
How do you do that?
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed. There's a bar outside your base called Maggie's. You know it?
Yeah.
Good. Meet me there next Friday around 8.
You got a name?
Yeah. Don't forget my money.
You got a middle name? You do realize I can't go back in there.
Who the hell are they?
First danger, hypothermia, and most critical. Why? Because you still have the ability to think. Say it. Still have the ability to think. The decisions you make during this stage are going to determine whether you live or die. Is there a reason you're not breathing, goldfish? Huh? Is there a reason why you're not breathing?
I don't know anyone who can stay alive without breathing for 15 minutes, Senior Chief.
Are you a coroner? Because pronouncing people dead is not part of our job description. What do we always say? We never stop, Jake. Not from the cabin. To the tarmac. We never stop.
Well, I'm Senior Chief.
Understood?
Yes, Senior Chief.
Okay, Jake, in the floor. Hodge, you're up. You're with the dummy. All right, now. Three letters. Three letters will get you people a cup of hot coffee and a blanket. What do you say, Goldfish?
Actually, not that cold anymore, Senior Chief.
You're not cold anymore because blood is moving from your outer extremities to your heart. That's why your arms won't work. You can plan on spending roughly 60% of your career in a mildly hypothermic state.
Senior Chief, may I have a word? Why wasn't I informed of this? You know, we have classrooms. And your assignment is to simply teach the stages of hypothermia.
Sir, in about 2.5 minutes, they'll understand. Permission to carry on, sir?
Go ahead.
Three letters, people. Get you a hot cup of coffee and a warm blanket. What do you say, class 5506?
This is an oxygen deprivation anaerobic exercise.
You and your partner will push your brick along the bottom of the pool, down and back. If you need air, you may surface. One breath. Your partner must remain underwater until you return. Your brick can only move while both of you are touching it. If you both surface, you both fail. This exercise is designed to teach you teamwork. On my whistle, drop your gear in the pool. Pair up.
One breath, son. Kiss. Let's go.
I can't.
Come on.
I can't.
I can't. Get your ass out of the pool. Let's go. Come on. Lead a rest. You want to quit? Just quit now. I could use those new shoes.
We got a problem. Somebody's missing.
Jesus Christ.
Record.
Ooh-rah.
I'm so sick of records. Go get him. You think I'm impressed because you can hold your breath, goldfish?
I wouldn't venture to say what would impress you, Senior Chief.
All right, get him out of the pool. We're done for the day.
Out of the pool, Fisher. Let's move. Hoorah! Move your ass. Pop Charles, son, kiss.
Out of the pool. Out of the pool. Want you right here, Clarence.
Never stare directly into the flame, people. It will impair your night vision.
This is a Mark 58 flare. This is what it looks like. It'll light up a 50-foot swath of water and can be detected by infrared miles out. This is a demonstration model. The normal one will burn for 40 to 60 minutes.
Pay attention. The Mark 58 is used to reference the wind, to detect the current. Master Watson is going to talk a little bit more about that.
5 minutes!
The vessel you're looking at right now, people, is listing to the port side. As a rescue swimmer, when you get the door of the helicopter, you need to look down and pay attention to what you really have down there. It's very important that you understand your limitations. Limitations without understanding are going to get you killed.
Case in point, this vessel is trapped in pancake ice in the Bering Sea. As you can see, the crew out on the deck in a relatively manageable hoisting position. But suddenly, those pieces of ice can weigh in upwards of thousands of pounds. Now imagine yourself trapped in between 2,000-pound pieces of ice trying to free swim.
Thank you, Chief. Next scenario, Petty Officer Watson.
Before you leave that helicopter, going down to a six...
Standardization is one of the reasons we were so successful during Katrina. We had crews come in from all over the country, but it didn't matter because we have all been trained the same way. I didn't know my pilot, I didn't know my co-pilot, I didn't know my flight mechanic, but guess what? It didn't matter.
That's why we do it. So you have to get your mind wrapped around that idea. When that helicopter starts going, when the wind starts coming, the shadows...
Fire!
Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! F
Hey, Max, can I have a beer?
Sure.
Well, well. So you are going to have a drink with me.
No, I'm having a drink near you. Entirely different thing.
You're a regular lightning rod, aren't you? What's your name?
Daisy Buchanan.
You're lying, Daisy Buchanan.
There is that possibility.
That was a surefire lie.
So I take it you've read The Great Gatsby. Where's my money?
It's not on. It is close. A very safe place. Now I'm drawing a map with a complex set of clues. Each one is more fiendishly clever than the last. That works too.
This is just a picture of your pants.
Yeah, but it's a bad picture, which is what makes it so fiendishly clever. How did Emily Thomas become a school teacher?
How does Jake Fisher become a guy who wants to jump out of helicopters?
I killed a couple guys and had to get out of Dodge.
You're lying.
There's that possibility.
The truth.
My bull riding career was going down the drain.
Okay, that's better.
Not you.
I really should go.
Go? What? No, you're not going. We're just starting to have fun. You're insulting my drawing.
No, you were insulting your drawing. Well, to be fair, it's a pretty lame drawing.
All right. Well, you can't go because you owe me a dance.
No, I don't think so.
Well, then I'm going to have to take that money back because I wouldn't feel right taking the money. If we
look, every 18 weeks, a new bunch of you guys comes in all looking to score with a local talent. I live here. I work here.
It's a good thing I'm just asking for a dance.
Okay, one dance. No attachments, just casual.
I'm a guy. I can do casual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the king of casual. There's just one thing, though. You're gonna have to stop addressing me with your eyes, because there's no way you're getting me into bed.
Happiness is when you really feel good with somebody. There's nothing wrong with being in love with someone.
Hey, you. I gotta get to work.
I'm late.
Well, what?
I fell asleep. You're gonna kill me. This isn't like school. They don't have no tardies in the military. You smell really good.
I smell like you.
You never came back?
Nope. Wow. 4 years as lead instructor, I never had one go missing.
All right, take the others to the pool. I'll catch up.
Aye, senior.
Oh, God, there they are. Stop. All stop right. The car. Stop.
Here?
Yes.
I'll call you. Better bye.
Oh my goodness, look at this. Look at this. Freshman leads team to state title. That's you.
Holy
Holy smokes, at only 16, Jake Fisher displays the traits of a seasoned athlete. One thing's for sure, the future looks bright for this young competitor. Guess they didn't know you were going to flunk out of A school. You have a nice evening. Get dressed. I think we need another brick. Bring it in. Goldfish. Goldfish.
Thanks to Mr. Fisher's extracurricular activities, you have all now gone 36 hours without sleep.
Blow it. Class leader, you are done. Form it up in the shallow end.
That's it, Chief. Class 5506, form it up.
No. You're with me.
I'm a rescue swimmer. Yes, I am. I'm here to put your ass down on this gym. I jumped from the heel and switched to the cable.
All right, knock it off. I am having a hard time figuring you out, Fisher. I mean, you like seeing your picture in the paper? And for the glory, maybe a few chicks, am I right? But when it comes down to it, you will choose yourself over them every time. Like you did on the first day in the pool. Like you did yesterday. By missing muster.
It won't happen again, Senior Chief!
Why don't you do us both a big favor and quit?
I'm a rescue swimmer, just like I am! You have to pull your ass out of this gym! I jumped from the heel and switched from the cable. I'm not Tarzan, I'm just willing and able. Give me something else, Senior Chief.
Three. 31. 32. 33. 34. 35. 36.
Stop! Drop them! See your chiefs on deck. Pump toe.
Morning, class. Today we were going to learn about how to approach a drowning victim in high seas. But I think there's some here who aren't interested in that victim. In fact, I think there's some in this class who aren't interested in saving lives at all. I believe there are some who are more interested in setting records. So today is record day.
.528.
What went on the board for Goldfish? Wow, he's fast. He's good.
You got it, man. You got it, Fish.
Another record.
Woo!
Chief, get some.
You are the man. You people do not deserve to be in the same pool as Jake. He's destroying you. Wow, look at him go. He's fast. Wow, he's fast. Come on, you're all fighting for seconds. This first loser. This is fun. We'll pass out trophies later. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You want me to pull these pansies out?
You do not want to hear about my day.
Yeah, I do.
Man, this guy Randall, No, it doesn't matter what I do. It's just not good enough.
Well, maybe he's just trying to push you to be better. You know, we teachers do that to the ones we believe in.
No, it's personal with me. He knows that I'm better than he was. I mean, today, I broke every one of his records. I mean, I own them all.
Not all of them. There's one record you won't break. Sage's medical ship caught on fire. It was a nightmare. People burning in their beds. And Ben Randall got every one of those people off there except for this one guy. And right when the ship started to go down, he reaches down and grabs this guy. He's hanging from the cable with this man's life in his hands, and the winch jams. It's 20 minutes to the base. The man's screaming. Ben looks him dead in the eye, and you know what he said? He said, I won't let go.
What happened?
Dislocated his shoulder, tore every tendon in his hand, but he didn't let go. 20 minutes, just fingertips. You break that record, and you give me a call.
My day was all right.
I need to step outside. Another day marks another way marks another reason to hide. It's true when you slip. On the ground, I've been pushed down by this primitive pride. My voice, a stifled symphony. My veins pump liquid lethargy, but I may be turning blue, and I may have some work to do, but try me.
So here's my thinking. We should go on a date.
But what do you call this?
I don't know. I'm talking about like a real date, you know, with like a nice restaurant, some nice clothes, get you some flowers.
I thought we agreed to keep this casual.
It's one steak. One steak is not going to forge some kind of a lasting emotional bond.
I'm serious.
Yeah? So am I. It's one dinner. What's it gonna hurt?
Well, if you ordered a steak, I'd imagine a cow would be involved. What, do you have an art gallery over here? What is this to you?
So the guy behind me knows what place he's coming in.
What about this one?
That is the initials of the guys on my high school relay team.
A drunken celebration got him wrong?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. So about this date.
Oh, God. Just dinner, right? No flowers. Where we will discuss nothing emotional or important.
I am fully prepared to do an entire hour on nothing but the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have completely meaningless sex immediately afterwards.
You think I'm going to sleep with you on our first date? Think again.
You just headbutted me. I want to teach you the breaststroke. Very complicated. Different than that of the butterfly.
I guess I can't sleep.
Well, of course you can't. Your wife left you, your best friend died. You sound like a damn country song. If you had a dog, it'd be run over by now. So she send you papers?
Yeah.
Did you read them?
No, I did not.
Well, you think you might opt to?
You know, there never was anyone else, Max.
Like hell, Ben. You're a bigamist. You've been married to the Coast Guard all along. Give me that shoulder. Mm. Probably swarming out of socket, trying to prove you're still 19. Am I right?
When the heck did we get old?
Hell, I've always been old, Ben. You know what, though? I don't mind. I mean, if my muscles ache, it's because I've used them. It's hard for me to walk up them steps now. It's because I walked up them every night to lay next to a man who loved me. I got a few wrinkles here and there, but I've laid under thousands of skies on sunny days. Yeah. I look and feel this way. Well, because I drank and I smoked, I lived and I loved, and danced, sang, sweat, and screwed my way through a pretty damn good life. Yes, me. Getting old ain't bad, man. Getting old, that's earned.
Come a time when you might have to decide who lives and dies out there. It's a terrible responsibility, but it is one you will have to make as a rescue swimmer. The bigger reality is, it's also something you're going to have to live with as a human being. There will come a time when you're going to have to say no. The most important person to keep alive is yourself. You'll be facing crews from 5 to 20, all saying, save me, save me. They're looking for a miracle. How old are you, Hodge?
24.
At 24 years old, you have to become that miracle. You have to find a way to be that miracle.
Looking right, looking center, looking left.
Hoorah!
It's okay, sir. I'm the rest of the swimmer. I'm gonna keep going.
Panics every time, senior.
Hodge, over here. Hey. The only difference between you and the victim is the attitude in which you enter the water. You've got to figure out a way to be calm in the face of chaos. Do you understand? That's your first challenge, Charlie. One more. You're gone. Come out.
All right, Sergeant Chief.
Hey, fish.
You don't have to take his shit, Hodge.
What do you know? So easy for you, Fisher.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't get it. You don't realize that you're tougher than I am.
And how's that?
Well, if I get kicked out of here, I'm not coming back. I'm definitely not coming back twice. Well, you got guts, man.
Stupidity.
How long you been here, man?
Altogether, I don't know, 10 weeks first time, 6 weeks, 2 days second time.
6 weeks this time? So obviously you've been here longer than anybody that's graduated this place. But you don't think you can make it?
Lighten up on yourself, man.
Let's go. Let's get a beer.
Hey, wait, don't you have a date with the girl from the wedding?
Yeah, it's not till 9. You got time.
Get dressed.
Let's go. You're pulling on your stroke?
Wait, where are we going?
Jake, that's a squid bar. I mean, there's Navy guys everywhere.
Hey, shit, beer's a beer. When you're pulling through the water, you're gonna pull yourself through.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know,
so I'll go fast.
No, you wanna lay to your side and pull it like that.
With a bulletproof screen on the hood of my truck.
Hey, Charlie, you get those fins replaced before you came out to get tanked up?
Yes, sir, Captain.
I believe that when I see it.
You go to A school, which is the most difficult school in the military. Attrition rate's like, was it 50%?
50%.
It's over 50%.
Over 50%.
We're still here. We're the best of the best. When storms shut down entire ports, you know who goes out? We do. When hurricanes ground the U.S. Navy, these little guys over here, guess who goes out? That's right, we do.
Look, honey, you better keep it down here, okay?
Okay, honey, just put it on. Okay, honey, but when God himself reaches down from heaven, what does he do, Jake? When
rips houses off the foundation.
When God himself rips houses off the foundation, we go out. Because we are rescue swimmers, and that is our job, and that's what we do.
You might want to recheck your compass. This ain't no puddle pirate bar.
No problem. Because we were just leaving anyway.
Sit down, Hodge.
Jake, finish your beer. Jake.
Yeah, sit, Hodge.
It's my beer, man.
Finished now?
Must be happy hour.
Everyone in this place is retired Navy. Hey, when do I get that phone call? I know I get a phone call. When do I get my phone call?
Man, I am sorry, but if nobody comes in 20 minutes, I need a date.
Okay.
She's never going to talk to me again. You know they're gonna kick us out for this, right?
Yep.
Lisa can't say we quit. I was never gonna make it anyway. Skinner's right. Panic every time. Man, screw Skinner. I'm Skinner. Break my arm.
Hey, what are you doing, man? Come on, Fisher, get off me.
Let's take it, break it.
Fisher, you're hurting me, man.
Fisher, get off me, man.
Come on, Fisher, you're hurting me.
Fisher, man, get off.
Break the glass.
Fisher, get off
break
me, man.
The goddamn rule,
Fisher, get off me. I said get off me.
All right. That's just like that when you're in the water.
Well, now, we could come back. Give you boys time for a smoke and some pillow talk.
Can't kick us out.
It's called disorderly conduct, and yes, we can.
We didn't fail at nothing.
Our profession is all about control. You both failed miserably in that department. Hold it right there. Senior?
Yeah.
They're missing Roman records.
Bar fight? All right, bring him in.
Senior. Swear it!
It's all my fault, Senior Chief. Hodge had nothing to do with it.
That true, Hodge?
It's true.
All right. Fine, you're dismissed.
Senior Chief, I was...
I said that you were dismissed.
Let's go. You're gonna kick me out for defending the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard's been around for 200 years. I doubt a couple of knuckleheads like yourself are going to defend it. Sit down. I've been trying to peel the layers back on you for a while now, and I just don't get it. I mean, this kind of work seems a little remedial for someone like yourself. You know, big swim champ, offer to every Ivy League, you give it all up to be here with us. Why?
Here to save lives, Senior Chief.
I spoke with your coach, Jake.
You spoke with my coach?
Yeah, I spoke with your coach. Something in your file just kept hanging me up. You win the state championship your freshman, sophomore year, and then you don't swim the next two. I'm just a public school guy, so pardon me, but it didn't add up until now. Kirk Holloway, 100-meter medley winner, thrown through the passenger window, pronounced dead at the scene. Abe Eichmann, first-team All-American, lungs crushed. Carl Sandoval, 50-meter freestyle champ, made it all the way to the hospital, died of internal bleeding.
I guess you just know everything, then.
I know what it's like to lose a team.
Yeah. What about living in a small town where everyone thinks that you killed their brother or their son or their best friend? You know about that?
Kind of small town where everyone still waves to everyone, just not to you. I read the report, Jake. Your blood alcohol was zipped that night. I'm guessing there was a flip for designated driver. You lost.
I guess that just makes it all go away, huh?
No, it doesn't make it all right. It just makes it an accident. At least that's how it reads. You were 16 years old, Jake. I'm not your priest, but if I was, I think maybe you deserve a pass.
You're giving me a pass? You just think you know everything. With your psychobabble bullshit. Why am I here? Why are you here? Huh? You're too old to be doing this. You washed up here. You don't want to be teaching a bunch of kids in a pool, am I right? I don't give a shit what you read or who you talk to. You don't know about me. You don't... I have me under control.
I can see that. The only difference between you and me is I don't wear the ones I lost on my arm, Jake. I know where you're at, Jake. I'm there myself. I ask myself every day why I was the one that survived.
And
if I can't answer that for me, I'm certainly not going to try and answer it for you. Have a seat. I want you to start being a member of this team. The team you have now. You have a gift, Jake. You're the best swimmer to come through this program, hands down, by far. You got a whole record board to prove it. But you know what I see when I look at it? I see someone fast enough who's going to get there first. I see someone strong enough who's going to last. I see someone who can save a life that maybe nobody else could. You really want to honor the initials on your arm? Then honor your gift. Save the ones you can, Jake. The rest, I've got to let go.
Does this mean you're not going to fail me?
For what? Backing up a buddy in a bar? Man, I got bigger problems than you. I don't know about you, but I could use a fucking drink. Oops. We're gonna consider everything tonight off record and off duty. That was an invite.
You gotta be kidding me.
What was it they called you?
Puddle Pirates, but it's not. I'm way over it, Senior Chief. This is just like sticks and stones.
Well, we'll just have one beer.
Great. You're angrier and drunker. Perfect.
All right. Two beers.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's what I said.
Like, I don't want any trouble, okay?
They really don't like us, do they?
Nah, they think they're better than us because they're combat-oriented. We're the Coast Guard, Jake. Nobody really appreciates us until they need us. Is that him?
Let me ask you a question before we start bleeding. All those saves? What's your real number?
You have a death wish or are you just shit stupid?
I'm gonna go with stupid this time.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this, your old man?
You know, I'm really glad you're still here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Behind you.
I think you better leave.
Okay.
All right, sit down, have a beer.
That went a lot better than I thought.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Hey, I wanted to apologize to you. Well, like I said earlier about you being old and washed up. Man. Is there anything you'd like to say to me?
Like what?
I don't know. I apologize to you. I just thought that, you know, there might be something you said or done that you'd like to apologize to me for.
Why?
Because that's how it's done. You suck at apologies. You know that? I mean, you're missing the whole concept.
Hello?
Hi. It's me.
Are you okay? What happened? I mean, I waited for 2 hours.
Yeah. No, I'm really sorry.
What happened?
This is a really long story. Let me just, no. Let me put it this way. It was the best, worst night of my life.
I'm glad someone had fun.
Can I see you tomorrow night?
My parent-teacher conference is tomorrow.
What about the next night?
My parent-teacher conference is all week.
You blowing me off?
No, Jake. I wouldn't do that to somebody. I gotta get up in a couple hours. I gotta go.
Yep.
Goodbye.
What we briefed on the ground, same thing. We're gonna stay together. No matter what happens out there, you stay together. Whatever decision you make as a team. We trained a free fall at 15 to 20 feet. You fall from 50 feet, it's like hitting concrete. You fall 80 to 100 feet, you die.
You've been here before, they're gonna come back for us, right?
Yeah, but I never made it this far.
Kidding. Not to the final week.
They're not coming back.
What do we do?
All right. Listen up.
We stay together as a group. Okay. Nobody falls behind. We all stay together. One guy goes back, we get it back up to the front, okay? We're a team. Hoorah!
Hoorah!
Hoorah! Let's do it, 5-5, we'll sit.
I'm here to help you.
Time out. Class pop tall. Hodge, put yourself to the side of the pool.
Be easy, Chief.
Guess it was a lucky punch.
You stay right there.
Well done, Charlie. Well done.
Hoorah, Chief Skinner. That's 5506. Hoorah, Hodge on 3, 1, 2, 3. Hoorah!
For you. Get their gear off.
Get their gear off! Get it off! Get it off! I can't believe it! Get your gear off! Get it off! Get it off! Get it off! Get it off!
Class 5506, will you come find me if I am lost?
Yes, Senior Chief!
Will you come save me if I am drowning?
Yes, Senior Chief!
I believe you would. I have high hopes for this class.
I have high hopes for you.
Matthew Stokes, Savannah, Georgia.
You're right, Captain.
Kenneth Weatherly, Clearwater, Florida.
Go out there and do great things.
William Hodge, Astoria, Oregon.
Where's Senior Chief?
He had a chance to go back to Kodiak and he took it. He never had much of a bedside manner. He's a water dog, Jake. As it turns out, not a half bad teacher. Best of luck.
Jacob Fisher, Kodiak, Alaska.
Congratulations, Jake. Make us proud up there.
Scott Reeves, Sitka, Alaska.
Ladies and gentlemen, your graduates.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's okay. We both knew where this was going, right? Just casual.
Right.
To getting what you've always wanted.
And always wanting more.
Take care of yourself, Jake.
Think I go to work?
Gentlemen, welcome to the Rock. I'm Captain William Hadley, CEO of Kodiak Air Station. Fisher.
Yep, right here.
Mr. Mitchell Tree will swear you away. Welcome. The rest of you step up here with Mr. Christensen. He will process you in.
Does he come back in great shape, but he still thinks he can cook.
Hello, Jake.
How are we doing?
Welcome.
See you again.
Let's keep it warm here, huh?
I didn't know you know where a free meal is.
We need three crews in Sitka for the weekend. You make sure that happens. And the stand team arrives here next Tuesday.
Yes. Patch things up with the wife?
You fix things up with that young lady? Well, you still have a choice, you know.
Hey, there's a question I want to ask you back in school, and I didn't. But when you can't save them all, How do you choose who lives?
Probably different for everybody, Jake. Kind of simple for me, though. I take the first one I come to, or the weakest one in the group, and then I swim as fast and as hard as I can for as long as I can. And the sea takes the rest.
Think I'm ready?
I'm not your teacher anymore, Jake. I'm just your fellow swimmer.
That's exactly the answer I'm looking for there.
If I did not think you were ready, I would not put you in the Bering Sea.
This is Kodiak Ops 10. We are diverting your training mission at this time. We have two young kayakers swept into the cave 1 mile south of Salter Cove. How copy?
6030 copies. We're diverting at this time.
We've got a real case now.
Okay, guys. A tide's coming in, and we've got 6 to 8 foot rollers coming from the north. Senior, what do you think about taking Fisher with you on this?
I want him with me. All right, he's good to go. I don't think it's going to be a problem sliding in there. I think the problem's going to be coming back out. That's why I got Jake with me, got my human speedboat.
Kodiak Ops 6030. We're on scene at this time.
No sign of kayakers.
I'm thinking her down.
Hey!
Wait,
wait, wait, wait!
Shut up!
side.
What is? What?
It's gone, Jake.
It's not. He's just got a head laceration.
Tired, okay? I know you feel tired right now, but you keep your eyes open, okay? All right? Hey, I need you to keep talking to him. Keep talking to him. Senior! Can you open these up for me? One by one, I want you to hand them to me. Reyes, he's fine.
Right here, bud. Right here. Okay?
Compound fraction was the right radius. We tried to stabilize that a little bit. We put a collar on this one, but it's more precautionary than anything.
Thank you.
This was possibly the concussive. We'll be checking their vitals the whole way back. They're both out of the cup, but I think we'll come around.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
It happens, Ben.
Not to me. Not like that. I want you to sign him in front of me.
Why don't you take some time and think about it?
It's over. Just sign him. Please.
Could have happened anyway.
Maybe. But what if it happens again? What then?
Kid got a couple stitches. He's gonna be fine. You got him out of there.
No, you did. You were strong out there today. I was proud of you.
What are you gonna do? A
friend of mine once suggested fishing. I think he might take his advice.
Fish.
Yeah.
Well, guys like us don't go fishing.
Where have I heard that before?
Senior, before you go, I gotta know one thing. What's your real number?
Twenty-two.
It's not bad. It's not 200. It's not
22 is the number of people I lost, Jake. Only number I kept track of. Keeps the sea out of your mouth.
Hey.
Hi. Started painting again?
Yeah, great light up there.
You know, I want to apologize for the phone calls, Helen. I should have given you your space.
And you felt showing up here unannounced was the best way to communicate that?
I want you to have it along with these. I signed them.
Why now?
I had a case a while back. You know, a couple was drowning. By the time I got there, the husband was dragging his wife under, just trying to stay afloat. Pure survival instinct. It took me a long time to understand that man was me.
Aren't you going to answer that?
I'm not a rescue swimmer anymore, Helen.
Lock it up.
We have a 75-foot fishing vessel in distress, taking on water in high seas. She's dead in the water with four souls on board. With its dewatering pumps unable to keep up, it's not a matter of if this thing is going down, but when.
Upswell and let the waves take you down to the boat. Are you good with that?
Roger.
We're only going to have about 20 minutes on scene, so we got to be quick.
Probably will.
All right, I got the vessel in sight.
go clock. 50 meters.
Cabin door open and locked.
Give me a rescue checklist for free fall deployment.
Take it from the cargo
net!
Get our swimmer down there.
Computer's
showing
60
knots.
Going up, cops. Prepare for a free fall deployment of the rescue swimmer.
Rescue checklist part two. Swimmer's getting ready. Rescue checklist complete. Swimmer coming out.
Roger that. Check swimmer.
Swimmer's at the door, sir. Checking swimmer. Swimmer ready? God help him eat, boy!
Number 1, 6034.
Kodiak Ops. This is 6034. Be advised, we are RTV at this time. We are leaving rescue swimmer on scene. I say again, we are leaving our rescue swimmer on scene.
What do we have left in the shot?
08's all we've got left, sir, but no crew.
All right, get her online.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Kraft, suit up. We're handling this. I need a swimmer.
Don't worry!
Roger that.
stop!
Now, now, I see the problem!
It's filling up, Peter, Get me out of here! I'm almost to the north! You gotta get the door open!
Hold on, Jake!
The Coast Guard conducted one of the largest search and rescue missions for a single man in its history. But the body of Senior Chief Ben Randall was never found. What makes a legend? Is it what someone did when they were alive?
Randall never was much for this sort of thing.
Or how they're remembered after they're gone? Some people actually believe Senior Chief made to swim to the Aleutian Islands. He's standing on a distant beach somewhere with a fishing pole in his hand. But I found my answer a couple weeks later.
Where is he?
Huh? There's nobody else out there, man.
No, he was there. He was with me the whole time. He said he would hold on till help arrived. He never let go.
Is a legend of a man who lives beneath the sea. He's a fisher of men, a last hope for all those who have been left behind. He is known as the Guardian. Ben Randall always said life is about making choices. In the end, by making his, he helped me make mine.
What do you remember? What did you smell? What did you see? How did this make you? Feel. I'll be right back. What are you doing here?
I lied to you. I can't do casual.
Cause
can't save every soul.
And who dies, the tells the tale, set sails, and the goals to survive. I'm always ready. I wear my heart on my sleeve so that others may live, so that a stranger can breathe. Now I live by the sea, and my life is a storm. You coming with me, and we'll get to the shore. This is hardcore, my brothers gotta live for this. I got love for Ooh-Rah Class by 506. Come on. I got one life, one shot, so what's it gonna be now? I can't think twice tonight, man. I'm ready to throw down. I got one life, one shot, so what's it gonna be now? I can't think twice tonight, man. I'm ready to throw down.